When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Now, what is this? This,
this is the best band ever. Creed.
Is this AI?
I would imagine.
Yes.
He didn't like Scott Stapp. The great Scott Stapp didn't step into the booth and record this himself.
I would not put it past him.
This is pretty good.
It is. It flows very well.
It does. I mean, not that Scott Stapp needs any help flowing well. I mean, this
I know. I was wondering what they were going to do for the chorus, and it's coming here.
All right, let's hear it. Crank it up.
Oh, Santa came to say, can you take me higher?
They kind of left it.
Tremendous.
To a place where snowmen see. Can you take me higher?
It's WEEI Afternoons. Christian Arcand, Andy Hart.
And if you don't like Christmas music, then stuff it for a week and a half.
Yeah, who doesn't like Christmas music?
Some people don't. They get annoyed.
I don't want Christmas music on my sports station.
Oh. Well, then go crawl under a rock and come out in a week and a half.
Okay.
It's Christmas season.
It's true. I mean, this is insane.
We're going to get that. And I'm going to go to Stiz with a list of requests. I think we host one and host two should get a few requests.
Yeah, yeah. And if there's any Twitchers or texters, feel free. At Stiz Grimy, hit me up.
What you want to hear.
Yeah,
I don't really ever feel the need to request Christmas music because everywhere you go, it's just playing all the time. Like, there's no need to be like, I want to hear this song. You're going to hear it.
But aren't there certain
ones? Just wait a few seconds and it just comes on. Like, that's, I don't know, that's how I feel about it. I always feel like the world is a Christmas jukebox around this time of year. There's not really anything you have to do.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
But there are some forgotten favorites, and I think Stiz may recall I have a couple from the nighttime show that I will be sending over.
All right, very good.
I don't think he's listening to me right now.
No, probably not.
I got you, Hart.
Okay. You have no idea what I said. You're like my wife.
The Boston Celtics are not playing tonight. They did beat the Washington Wizards, thank God, because you don't want to lose to them, back this weekend. By the way, did you watch any of that game?
No.
Did you missed Jordan Poole? Did anyone see this? Jordan Poole gets the ball on like the right wing at the three-point line extended, and he crosses over on Peyton Pritchard, and Pritchard fell down. He kind of pushed off on him a little bit, but he crossed him up, and he fell down. And instead of taking a wide-open three, Jordan Poole points at Peyton Pritchard, and then he goes to shoot the three, and Sam Hauser, like, in the time it took him to point, Sam Hauser runs over, and he's, like, right in his face.
I hate
that. So Poole just chucks it, and they end up missing the shot. But he had a wide-open three, and instead of just shooting it, he's like, I got you, Pritchard. And then all of a sudden, here comes Sam Hauser, which was nice. It was a nice, help defense there. But it was very, very funny.
It's also just,
that's Washington Wizards basketball.
And that's the modern athlete in a lot of places. In a lot of ways.
Jordan Poole is a special case, I'd
but
say.
But there's more of those people than you think in various sports. I've seen it, dropping the ball on the one-yard line in football because you're too cool to carry it all the way into the ends. Like, looking cool for some people has supplanted, I don't know, just scoring points and playing the game the way it's supposed to be played.
So, go ahead, Andy. Tell us what else is wrong with the younger generation today.
There's a lot wrong with it. And MAGA Hart,
short
white guy with short arms,
that's
like
right.
Ross Tucker, is going to sit back and let him talk about the Celtics.
Yeah, you got to rehab your reputation today, by the way. It was
damn
been questioned on Twitter.
Too much. Yeah.
Yeah, somehow I became, I crossed the aisle on social media
yesterday.
I saw
that. Yes, you now were I'm a Kamala Harris voter.
Apparently.
Yeah. I don't know how that
guy
came
attacked
up.
Me.
He also insisted that Drake May voted for Trump, which I don't know. We know that either. I don't think he came out and said that.
Does it matter?
Well, it doesn't matter.
He did insist
matter.
That.
It
You're
mattered
right.
to that person on Twitter. Very
I've actually
much,
had a lot who's of
your people, by the way.
Well, not according to him.
Not according to him, but according to you.
I'm a man in the. I'm man of the people in the middle of all the people.
Mm-hmm.
I like to cross the aisle. I put one hand out this way, one hand out this way. And bridge the gap.
That's what
my balls do. Out and chasing the steam.
That is what people. That is what people say about you. Thank you very much. The reason why NBA ratings are down, and by the way, the Celtics aren't playing tonight, is the final of the NBA Cup between the Milwaukee Bucks and the Oklahoma City Thunder, which I think those are two pretty entertaining teams. But if you've been watching and reading, then you know that NBA ratings are down about 28% so far this year. And there's been a lot of discussions and a lot of theories as to why that is. The woke mind virus is the big one. You know, well, everybody's woke now. I don't see that slowing down the NFL, by the way. Did you see all those ads for these social justice initiatives that they're doing in the NFL?
Oh, yeah.
It was all weekend. I kept seeing them. And I'm like, wow, I guess being woke doesn't really affect you all that much if you're a wagon like the NFL. Doesn't seem to be affecting them very much. By the way, the NBA, I feel like, has really ramped down on all that stuff in the last couple of years. Like, there was the years in the bubble and everything where they had the slogans on the jerseys and all of that, but I feel like you haven't been seeing much of that at all.
And
in
I think the NFL
years.
Still does.
The NFL definitely
has
does.
Those little white the
and
the
in
white,
the end zones.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have them on the helmets and in the end zones. The slogan, end race. I mean, they're nothing controversial, but to some people, end racism is controversial. So, you know, they call that woke and they don't like it, but it's not hurting the NFL at all.
No. And you pick and choose when you use those too.
That too.
Like,
I agree.
If Trump wasn't going back into office, a lot of things would be looked at differently right now by a lot of different people.
Probably.
But
yes.
They kind of got what they wanted, so now they're going to shut up and just watch their football games.
The other thing everyone says is ruining the sport, and I think there's a little bit more credence to this, but I don't think this is necessarily it either, is everyone shooting too many threes. Oh, it's just all three-pointers
yes.
all the time.
Agreed.
People are just chucking threes. The Golden State Warriors.
Yes.
For 8 years, were chucking threes like you wouldn't believe, and I don't remember anybody talking about them ruining the games.
They hit them.
Okay. The Celtics hit their threes.
And you're cherry-picking the examples of teams that shoot the best in the history of the game as a team.
Fine, but that doesn't necessarily
everyone else
that
still thinks they can do it.
So you don't think that other teams are going to try and do what the successful teams are doing? That's exactly what's going to happen. That's the way the league moves. I don't think there's anything wrong
and
with
square
that.
Square peg in a round hole doesn't fit.
Well, it's not necessarily a square peg in a round
hole. I don't think there's enough good shooters to go around to play the style of basketball that more and more of these teams do want to play to try to compete with the Celtics.
You might be right about that, but there are teams that do, and there are teams that can, and I think that that's fine. Either way, the cream rises to the top. Like, you know, if you're not able to win that way, then they're going to try something else, and it's just going to, you know, continue that way. The Celtics have a team that can do that, and they're always the team that people bring up. Well, the Celtics are the best team, and they shoot too many threes, and it's ruining the sport. The Celtics make their threes.
Yes.
The Celtics are a good three-point shooting team. They're not ruining anything, all right? If you want to say the lesser teams who don't shoot as well are shooting too much, fine. They'll eventually stop doing that. They'll eventually either get better or they'll readjust their offense and try and score in other ways. But I don't think that that's ruining the sport either. What I think the biggest problem the NBA has right now is some of their biggest stars are pushing 40. Some of their biggest stars are European guys who have no personality whatsoever and don't really want to get in front of a microphone and represent the league all that much, in like Jokic and Wembanyama and some of these other guys. You don't really hear too much from them. They're trying to market these stars, but it's hard to in some cases. Luka is a different kid. Luka, I feel like, has a little bit more Q rating, I'd say, than someone like Jokic, who's an unbelievable player. He's one of the best players of all time.
Definitely.
But you can't really market him, you know? You just can't. He doesn't talk. He doesn't really like basketball. He doesn't really want to be there. He just wants to go back and, you know, be with his horses or whatever it is. And I think some of that's a bit of a put on. But when LeBron James, Steph Curry, you know, Kawhi Leonard, these guys are still all NBA players and they're still the faces of the league and they're aging out. And the next generation, this happens every, you know, decade or so. You kind of see the Jordan era end, the Bird and Magic era end, and they pass it off to the Bad Boys, and then the Bad Boys pass it off to Chicago, and then, you know, Shaq and Kobe come in after that. And there's always like a dead spot in between. And in the 90s, you definitely had that. In between, you know, the Bulls and the end of them in 97 until you got Shaq and Kobe in like 02 or 03, there was 5 or 6 years where it was Vince Carter and Tracy McGrady and, you know, saw these guys, Paul Pierce, whatever, and they're trying to make their way and establish themselves, and you're seeing that right now. And I think that, in part, it's the marketability of some of the stars, but the other part of it is there's a changing of the guard going on in the league right now, and that traditionally, historically, has always kind of been a dip in ratings when that happens. That's the way it's always been.
Yeah, I think the changing of the guard is definitely part of it. I mean, I think there's layers to this. I absolutely think Jokic being who he is and where he is.
Mm-hmm.
I think West Coast bias, East Coast bias is an actual thing. And having some of your stars on the West Coast and your teams on the West Coast right now, because the East, the Celtics are great. Tatum's a star.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Defending champs, but Giannis was terrible to start. Well, his team was terrible to start the year. They underperformed. Embiid is toast in Philly. The Heat are not an elite team. The Knicks are a really good team, but I wouldn't say they have a marquee superstar kind of broad.
Right. I think Brunson's becoming that, but he's not
but
there
he's
yet.
Not there yet.
He's not there yet.
Like, if you, I always do like the.
He was all NBA last year. I mean, you know.
Right. But the reality is, if I ask my wife who Jalen Brunson is, you know who what she would say?
No Who's idea. That? Yeah, right.
Right? You know what I mean? Like, he's not a superstar.
Not a household
she
name.
Knows
Even
LeBron.
Gilgeous Alexander's not
right.
a household
He's not,
name.
And I think that's a problem, too.
Yeah.
The West, you look at the good teams. Oklahoma City, great young team.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a Kevin Durant. They did. They don't. They don't have a Kevin Durant. They don't have a Steph Curry. Those are the people
They're a
that,
lousy market.
They're a lousy market. Yeah. So I think there's layers to kind of piece this all together, and it's where the good teams are, who the great players are, replacing the aging great players.
Yeah.
I also don't know, like, Jason Tatum, should he be the face of the NBA? He said, yes, when I win a title, I should be in the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Is he a face of the NBA? Do people love him? Is there a passionate love for Jason Tatum? He's a really great player.
They love him in Boston.
Yes.
People love him in Boston. Is
well,
he
how about
universally
around the country?
Revered? I'd say probably not.
Like on a Steph Curry, LeBron James, like,
not the way
true
they, even
star.
Even Giannis. Yeah, no, they
don't
like him like Giannis.
That's
yeah.
a problem too, because mm-hmm. he's one of your he should be one of your best, most popular, most marketable, dynamic players, and they're trying. He's got the shoes, he's got the chips, he's got the drinks, he's got all this. But is he? Is it latching on? Do people love him? Do you say, if you're in Oklahoma City, do you say, well, before I watch my Thunder, I got to tune in and watch Tatum? I don't know.
I don't know. I think young kids like him. I think
maybe.
He's, I think he's popular with kids. I couldn't tell you for sure. I only know what I
just don't feel like he's
perceive
a
around here.
Transformational star.
He's not that interesting.
He's not interesting
He's
at
not
all.
Interesting. And I think, Arkan, to your point, that's what you're seeing with, I don't know, 90% of your superstars right now. They're just not, they're not, like, I went back and looked at the leading scorers from the 2013 season. Durant, LeBron James, Carmelo, James Harden, Blake Griffin, Chris Paul, like Dwayne Wade. These are guys that you knew had personalities. You just don't see that with these guys on or off the court right now.
Especially where, like, for example, we can find anybody. If you're a star, we find you.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter are stars.
Yep.
Social media stars, football stars, the whole thing. I feel like they have a higher Q rating than Jason Tatum.
I'd agree with that.
And he is the defending champion, maybe the top. He's been all NBA three straight years, going to be mm-hmm. a four. Like, he should be an elite superstar. I don't know that he's on that pedestal.
Yeah, I'm not sure if he is. And I think another part of this has to do with the fact that there have been six different champions in the last 6 years.
That's going to change.
Well, I think so, too. And that's why Celtics fans should stop bitching, I think. You know, the NBA is no good anymore. You're about to be, I think we all think this, you're about to be the top dog. Mm-hmm. You're about to be a potential dynasty here. There are going to be teams lining up to try and beat you. There's going to be rivalries that come up out of this. That's why I'm so desperate for this team to have a rival. That's the way it works, and that's when the league gets interesting.
Right.
When there's a top dog and everyone's trying to knock them off. When it's a new champion every year, it gets kind of, okay, well, who's the best team? I don't really know. Everybody thinks it's the Celtics. Cleveland Cavaliers are having a better year so far this year, so I do think there's something to do with it there as well. What do you think?
That's classic storytelling, right? You're going to have a protagonist and an antagonist.
Right.
If you have a bunch of antagonists, it's like, where's the story here?
Yeah, what's the point?
And we've talked about this. You were chasing Brady. You were chasing Jordan. You had a measuring stick, and they made stars of other people. Eli Manning's a nobody without Tom Brady, right? A nobody. Tom Brady put Eli Manning and the Giants over.
Yep.
The Celtics could become the Brady to put other teams. As OKC then knocks them off in 3 years, that lifts their star power because they knocked out Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
I crossed my references but you got it.
And if you're ready for a big Mike Tyson reference, we got one coming up in the next segment. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. What do you think is a problem with the NBA? Why are they down 28% in the ratings? That's what I think. I think it has to do with the stars, the marketing, the different champions each year, and the fact that you know, you don't really have a top dog right now. I think that's going to change, though. And Celtics fans, you should hold on and just be a little patient here because it's good to be in that conversation. It's good when you're the top dog. Here's Dan Ball with what's trending, and then we're right back with Bill Watch.